Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. And if you would like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. John's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And for those of you who are new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com. We are experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, CEOs, surgeons, broadcasters, researchers, authors, physicists, farmers, inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. And I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest USAPrepares.com instructor, Brandon Williams. He is the founder and lead systems designer of Iron Edison Battery Company. And Iron Edison Battery Company specializes in nickel, iron, and lithium batteries for off-grid and grid-tie solar applications. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you, Vincent. I am happy to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, you're so welcome. And let me explain how you and I met. I want to broadcast via solar power and wind power, alternative energy. And I did some research, and I'm very interested in the Edison battery. And we'll talk about that during the broadcast. So I made a call, and I found your technical staff to be outstanding. And
thank you.
I talked to your staff, and I said I'd love to talk with the CEO. And then you and I chatted, and I thought, you know, we need to be on the air together and talk about solar power and the types of solar power, and going off grid and what it means and the parts of the system and the commitment. It literally is a commitment because I've talked to Mrs. Finelli about this, and I said, you know, once we cut the cord, it's going to be difficult for us to go back. You know, they're not going to want us once we pull the smart meter out, and they're not going to want us back. So although they'll have to take us back, let's just get it right the first time. And that's what we're here to talk about today. What is, you know, what is going off grid? What does it really mean? And what's grid tie? What's that mean? And what are the parts of the system? What's it going to cost us? And the very, very important thing, and the reason that I found your company, the Iron Edison Battery Company, is because I'm interested in the batteries. And the last thing I want to do is have batteries in our solar system that last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 or 7 years, and then have to replace them again, because I believe that the system is falling down and it's getting harder and harder to get the things we need. So I would like batteries that would last a lifetime, if you will. So, Brandon, let's talk about Let's talk about the batteries and going off grid and the parts of the system. Let's start with the parts of the system.
Great. Absolutely. So the battery is what we consider to be the heart of the system, but it requires absorbing energy from solar panels, from wind, hydro, generator. There's a number of different ways that we can put energy into the system. Many of those energy sources like wind and solar, they're an intermittent resource. So the wind does not always blow and the sun does not always shine. So it's really important to have the right battery with your system so that when the sun goes down at night, you can keep the lights on. You and your wife can cook and watch TV, listen to the radio, surf the internet, and having a battery at the heart of your system is one of the most important parts in designing a renewable energy system.
Okay, so when we talk about a battery is a device that is consisted of cells. So some people might refer to a double A or a triple A or a C or a D cell as a battery, but it's not. A battery is really a collection of cells, correct?
That's exactly right. So the AA battery that we're used to buying at the grocery store, that's actually a single 1.2 or 1.5 volt cell. In the battery that's underneath the hood of your car, that's comprised of 6 2 volt cells in a lead acid battery. So every chemistry is unique. The nickel iron chemistry, the lead acid, and the lithium all create a different voltage per cell. So every battery is designed a little bit differently.
Okay. So my concern is obviously, well, let's go back a little bit. So we have to generate electricity somehow. So we either generate it with a wind turbine, we generate it with solar cells, or we generate it with a generator that runs on gasoline or diesel or something like that, or hydro. Well, once we generate that electricity, it's darn near impossible to store electricity without a battery for practical purposes. So then the battery is really the storage device for when we can't generate electricity or we can't generate enough electricity. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And the battery also powers the inverter and charge controller. The battery is the power source that keeps the equipment running even when there is solar. So the battery is really a critical part of the system. And as we talked about before, the solar panels, they're only working a few hours during the day. And so that solar array or your generator really needs to be sized appropriately so that when the sun is shining, we get approximately 5 or 6 hours of direct sunlight every day between the hours of 10 and 2 or 10 and 3 p.m. To generate all the electricity that you need. So having a large-sized solar array or having a big enough wind turbine, although wind isn't necessarily right for everyone, it doesn't work well on the peak of a residential rooftop. It really needs to be free and clear of trees or anything that could interrupt the wind. So we really rely on solar as the primary source for generating the electricity. And when we're designing a system, that solar array in 5, maybe 6 hours a day needs to be able to give you all the electricity you're going to be using today. And if yesterday was cloudy, it needs to be able to recharge the entire battery from yesterday and do all the work for today. So it's a really... Solar is where the energy comes from, and wind is really just a supplemental resource on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so the thing I like best about the solar panels is that there are no moving parts. I mean, I
exactly.
really like that. So there's no gears that need lubrication. There's no mechanical parts to break. It just works unless maybe some ice balls come down that are the size of, you know, golf balls or baseballs and smash the solar panels. Other than that, if we have sun, we're pretty good to go for quite a while. Now, my understanding is that that solar panels are good for 25 years before they really start to decay in the electrical production. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. The solar panels, first of all, are extremely durable. Even with an ice ball the size of a golf ball, they're tested by shooting an ice ball out of an air cannon at over 100 miles an hour. So the solar panels are extremely durable. A quick anecdote, my friends are solar installers. When a hailstorm comes through, they're hired to go out and remove the perfectly good solar panels so that the roofers can replace the roof all around the array, and then they put the perfectly good array right back up on the new roof. So it tells you how durable they are, especially compared to some other building materials. So the solar array is really the most important part of the system as far as getting energy into the battery, into the house.
Okay. One of our instructors, his name is Rich Sheban. He lives in Montana off-grid. Another one of our instructors, Kyle Harris, lives in Montana off-grid. And both of these gentlemen have a solar array, batteries, inverter, and solar charge controller, but each one has a generator. And the generator is for emergency purposes to charge the batteries when there is not enough sunlight. Can you address what that's all about, and then we'll get into actually building a system?
Absolutely. So a generator is a backup power source, and it requires fuel. There's moving parts. As you said before, the solar array, it's beautiful because there's no moving parts. To borrow a famous phrase, you set it and forget it. It does not require maintenance once the solar array is installed. With a generator, there's fuel, oil change, filter changes, just like a car. So the analogy that was given to me in training is that a stable energy platform is like a three-legged stool, where the solar and the battery are two legs. And even if you had a two-legged stool with some very large legs, you still have a fairly unstable platform. The generator is the third leg of the stool. It creates a stable energy platform. And when the sun doesn't shine for a couple days in a row, when there's a heavy blizzard or just rainy weather or heavy use, if you're using a chop saw or running some heavy tools, the generator can come on and power those loads, and it's a great backup energy source, but it only runs when you need it. So it's not on all the time. We're not wasting fuel. It's able to run efficiently and effectively for short periods of time.
Brandon, hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break, and we'll come right back. We're on for this entire hour. Brandon Williams, Iron Edison Battery.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last, Brandon Williams is with us, and he is the founder of Iron Edison Battery Company, ironedison.com, ironedison.com. And there's a link to Iron Edison on the website, usapreparers.com, on the instructors tab. So you'll be able to, if you're driving, you'll be able to just go to usapreparers.com, click on the link, and it'll take you to Brandon Williams' website. Brandon, I want to share with you something, and then let's talk about your system, the one that you have at your home. We had an ice storm in Virginia many years ago, and I ran over to our neighbor's farm to help because they were freezing. They had none of us had any power, and I had a diesel generator, and I just started that up through the transfer switch, and our farm was up and running. Then I went and spent the next week or so helping our neighbors stay alive. So one thing I want to address is our neighbor had a generator. It was looked like a nice one. It was on wheels, maybe 10 or 11 horsepower, and they had two gas cans ready to go, and one of them was filled and the other was half filled. And the power consumption or the gasoline consumption of that generator is about 3/4 gallon per hour at less than full rated load. So the point I'm trying to make is if we expect a generator to power our electrical needs, this particular generator, which was common from a big box store, would burn 3/4 gallon per hour of gasoline at 24 hours a day. That's 18 gallons a day. That's 540 gallons for the month. At $2.40, that's $1,296. The point is over $1,000 to run a small generator to power your home for a month, $1,296. So the generator is not the answer to alternative energy. It's in case the sun is not available for a while, and it's in case the wind stops blowing if you have a wind turbine, right?
Exactly right. And as you mentioned, the fuel consumption rates is really the number one concern with running a generator in everyday use. And for some of the people that I work with who are concerned about a long-term grid outage, which I see as a realistic possibility, running a generator would mean that person is a huge target. If you're running a generator at night when the rest of your neighbors are sitting in the dark and the quiet, it would be very obvious who had power. So the solar and especially the battery system is a great option for a long-term grid outage because the system runs clean and silent throughout the night.
Mm-hmm. And one other consideration is these big box generators used to have a life expectancy of 30 days. That would be 30 days of continuous running. Now, right. If you think about it, if you change the oil every 25 hours, as recommended by a lot of these generators, that's once a day. That means you need 30 quarts of oil if it holds only one quart. And if you've ever seen one of these generators run at night outside, you will see the exhaust system glowing red hot. Literally.
That's right.
Not exaggerating. These generators are running wide open. I mean, they can't run any faster. They're running as fast as they can, as hard as they can, and the life expectancy is way, way shorter than you would think. And the reason that we have them for years and years and years is because we hardly use them. That's the reason why, you know, they still work 5 and 10 years later. But they haven't had that 30 days of continuous use. But if you add it up, that's about their life expectancy. So let's talk about your system, Brandon. You have a system at your home. Why don't we start with teaching our class how it works based on what you've built for yourself?
Absolutely. So, Vincent, we have a 2-kilowatt solar array. It's mounted on a pole mount in our backyard. It covers our garden in our backyard, and it's comprised of 8 250-watt solar panels. Those panels are wired together in series, then in parallel, and the solar array feeds back inside of the house to a solar charge controller. That charge controller is able to step down the high voltage DC from the array to the battery voltage without losing any power. It's a digital transformer controlled charge controller. And it's a really sophisticated device. It charges our battery, and the battery then stores the energy, and we can use them right away. The inverter takes the energy from the battery.
Brandon,
and
hold that thought.
Powers a backed up or critical load panel.
Hold that thought.
Really
hold that
important.
Thought. Brandon, hold that thought. No, another commercial. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it. Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Brandon Williams is with us, and we're talking about off-grid living. And Brandon's telling us about his system at his home. So, Brandon, could you just recap quickly, and then let's talk about your system.
Absolutely. Thanks, Vincent. My house uses a 2-kilowatt pole-mounted solar array. This array is able to tilt seasonally, but is not a tracking array. My system uses a U.S.-built nickel-iron battery that was originally invented by Thomas Edison over 100 years ago. And our system is operated in a grid zero mode. So it's ready as soon as the grid goes down. We have a protected load panel. So So about half of the circuit breakers in our house are ready at a moment's notice. As soon as the grid goes down, or all throughout the day, all the energy consumed by those circuit breakers is delivered through the solar and the battery system.
Okay, so the plan is that you're offloading your demand on the grid, but you are ready with some circuits. Now, what circuits are you powering via solar with 2 kilowatts of array in your backyard?
So we have enough power for about 1,000 square feet of living space. We're able to back up our kitchen with our refrigerator. We have the heat with the blower fan. We have our bedroom. Bathroom, having a bathroom light is a really good thing to have on the sub panel that a lot of people don't always include, but it's a good little option. We also are able to back up our living room with lights, television, and outlets for the computer. So about half of the outlets or lights throughout our house are enabled in the backed up mode.
When you talk about the lights in your house, Brandon, are you using LED lighting? Have you tried to shed as much of your current demand as possible prior to installing solar, or was that not a concern for you?
Absolutely. LED lighting is becoming more affordable than ever, and LED lights use 10% or less what an incandescent light uses, and that with the new LED chips, the new LED technology, the light is comfortable, it's warm. I was never a big fan of the blue fluorescent glow, so with the falling prices of LED lights, we've converted nearly every light in our house to an LED bulb.
Okay. Now, when you say an LED bulb, is that a 120-volt bulb that is now an AC bulb, which has electronics in it to drive it down to operate at the 3 or 4 volts that LEDs operate, or is it straight a 12-volt bulb that is DC completely without any electronics to convert from AC to DC? What did you do?
A good idea to have a DC backup lighting system, especially around the electronics or in the garage, to have a light that's able to connect direct to the battery in case of an inverter failure or electronics failure. So I do have some 12-volt direct lighting. I live in a typical residential house, and it wasn't really feasible to rewire for 12 or 24 volts. So we use standard 120-volt light bulbs that screw right in. We've replaced a couple of the switches with specific dimmers that work great with the LED light bulbs. But the price, as I mentioned, has come down so far, and it's a nice warm light that we're accustomed to. It's a really great option as a first step to start controlling loads and becoming more efficient.
I totally agree. So, class, what we're talking about is he has a solar powered system that operates LED lights within his house, and he also has direct 12 volt lighting for emergency purposes, so he can see what he's doing if he has to work on his electronics that invert the power from 12 volts or 24 or 48 volts DC up to 120 volts AC to run, the motors and the compressors and that kind of thing within his refrigerator, freezer type equipment. So let's talk about the batteries themselves. Now, some people might say, well, heck, I'll just get a solar panel or two or five or ten, and let's get 2,000 watts worth. And let's get a solar charge controller, and we'll get an inverter, and we get one of those. Heck, let's go to Walmart, the Chinese factory outlet, and get a couple, marine batteries. What's the downside of that, the marine batteries?
That marine battery is a lead-acid battery, and it has the shortest life of any battery that's available on the market. 100 years ago, Edison had the same issue that we have today. They were using lead-acid batteries for industrial applications. And he saw that these batteries were failing after just a couple of years. If you've ever owned a vehicle long enough, you've replaced your vehicle starter battery, which is a lead acid battery. It gets cycled once or twice a day, and after 3, maybe 4 years, that battery is no longer working. It, every time a lead acid or a marine battery from Walmart operates, it degrades. Its performance degrades. It's, the next cycle will never be as strong as the previous cycle. And that's the key difference between the nickel iron battery that was invented by Thomas Edison and the lead acid battery that was actually invented in the mid 1800s.
Well, let's talk about the nickel iron battery. Why is it now? My research says that was in vogue up until 1974, when all of a sudden they went out of production. Is that right?
That's right. The factory shut down and the patents were actually handed over to a lead acid manufacturer who decided that it was probably a competitor, and they were used to selling batteries again and again to their customers. They didn't want to offer an option that was a lifetime battery. So the production of the nickel iron battery was sadly shut down in the mid 70s and only recently has started back up again.
Now, let me share a very quick story to just put an exclamation point on this. When I was about 17 years old, I was hired by Sears in the automotive department, where we changed tires and batteries and exhaust systems and did tune-ups on vehicles. So I was one of their mechanics. And that was when the die-hard battery from Sears first arrived on the scene. And I was talking to the manager, the service manager, and, boy, Sears is going to be furious with me for this. But I said, you know, these batteries don't last 48 months. They were guaranteed for 48 months, which was an extreme amount of time for a battery to be guaranteed. And I said, but they don't last 48 months. He said, no, they don't. But we guarantee them for 48 months because what happens is a customer will buy one and about 36 months later, they'll need a new battery. Well, since we guaranteed it for 48 months, they're buying their next battery from us and their next battery and their next battery. And the plan was to guarantee them longer than they would work and give you a prorated guarantee. So you're absolutely right, and it hasn't changed since I was 17.
Built in.
So these batteries really, and I can tell you that the Chinese factory outlet will guarantee theirs for 84 months. Good luck. Good luck having one of them last 84 months. It doesn't, it's never happened for me. So let's go to the nickel iron battery, the Edison battery, the ones that you recommend and the ones that you sell. How long do they last, and what is the maintenance required, and what about explosions and all that kind of stuff? Because I know all about lead-acid battery explosions. I really do. I've experienced two of them in the studio.
Wow. So how long they last? The battery doesn't degrade with the cycles like a lead-acid battery. The plates do not degrade. They sit in an alkaline solution rather than an acid solution. And the battery charges and discharges simply by removing oxygen from the water and giving the oxygen away back to the iron plate. So it's a very simple process that doesn't change the chemistry of the battery over time. It is really important to keep the battery in a box to ventilate any battery, especially a home energy battery. It's required by the National Electrical Code to have a protective box around it and either an active or passive ventilation. With most any battery, there will be a small amount of hydrogen and oxygen gas produced. And hydrogen is flammable at 4% concentrations and can be ignited through static electricity just by opening a door into a battery room. So safety, not only with the battery, but with the whole system is really important. And we take that very seriously when we're designing a system, from circuit breakers, surge protectors, vent fans. We have devices that protect the battery from overcharging and over discharging. So we really want to be careful with this equipment.
So the bottom line is, if we want the best in batteries, the longest life, the actual lowest cost over time, not initially, but over time, are we talking about nickel iron batteries?
Absolutely, Vincent. The upfront cost is a little bit higher than a lead acid battery. It can be twice the price of a lead acid battery. But if we have an expected life, we do have an expected life of 30 to 50 years or more. The lead acid battery that's going to be replaced every 4 or 5 years at the most, you're going to double, triple the price of your system over time when using a lead acid battery. So it may be a little bit tough reason with a higher battery cost up front, but people who know, people who've been living off the grid and cycling their battery every day, they've seen those batteries fail, the lead acid batteries fail prematurely time and time again. And the nickel iron battery is the right answer for stationary energy storage. It's the longest lasting battery that we know of.
You know, and to put an exclamation point on it, when I bought our outdoor wood furnace for $8,000, it was tough to do that. But now, you know, after 48 months, we have virtually free heat. And boy, is that nice. So I'm all for it. We'll talk more about the batteries with Brandon Williams, IronEdison.com. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Brendan Williams is with us. IronEdison.com. He's the founder. And we've been talking about alternative energy. Brandon, we'll call this broadcast Alternative Energy 101 because this has got to be the first in a series of broadcasts teaching our class about alternative energy. And as you know, I'd like to be broadcasting via alternative energy very soon. I have 3,200 watts of solar array. I've talked to our son. We're going to put them up in the next couple of weeks. And then you're going to help me with the design of the electronics. So that's coming up next. You know, I mentioned Kyle Harris from Montana Living Off Grid. And wouldn't you know it, welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you doing?
Very well. Hey, thanks for calling in. You must have heard me mention you.
I've been listening to the program this morning. As you know, I sold my place where we were at before, and I'm in the process of setting up a new one, and it's going to be off-grid as well. I just had a couple of questions for your guest, Brandon. By the way, great show and a great product. I mentioned to Vince quite a while ago that if I had the money, I would have went with the nickel hydride type batteries like that. But you mentioned off-gassing, and I might still do it this time because setting it up this time, I don't want to have to worry about the batteries at all. But I did get 11.5 years out of my batteries, but I operated them through the controller at I was only using 10% of the power. I'd only allow the batteries to go down 10% before they would, the system would dump, before it would dump the batteries and then I'd start the generator or whatever. But I wanted to get as much life out of them as I could. But my main question was the off-gassing with these. My understanding of those batteries was that the off-gassing was like almost nothing on the nickel hydride. Is that correct? or your nickel iron, I'm sorry.
Kyle, thanks for the question. I appreciate it. And with at least 12 years of off-grid living experience, you know a lot about these systems too. So with the nickel metal hydride, which is actually a sealed battery, that's something you'd see in like a walkie-talkie or a small electronics. That's a sealed cell. So that's a little bit different than the flooded alkaline battery that the nickel iron battery is a part of. So the flooded nickel iron battery is filled with water-based electrolyte. It's potassium hydroxide and lithium hydroxide with distilled water. When we put electricity into the water, no worries, Kyle. We create hydrogen and oxygen, and even in small proportions, those gases, those pure gases, are flammable. So it's always a good practice to have a battery box and a ventilation system for a home energy battery.
And the other question I had for you real quick, no, we're running out of time. If a guy wanted to put in 24-volt system, which is what I'd like to do, and then I'm going to use a 4,000-watt inverter at this point, unless I decide I want to go grid tie. But it's also my understanding that these batteries take up quite a bit more room than the other ones. Is that correct or not?
Well, we have a slightly larger footprint. Each cell with a nickel iron battery creates 1.2 volts. So we have 20 cells in a 24 volt battery rather than, you would have, 10 cells, with a lead acid or 12 cells with a lead acid battery. So we have, more cells. We stack them neatly on a battery rack, and for a lot of stationary energy applications, we have plenty of room for the battery, so the footprint isn't necessarily a concern. This is not an electric vehicle. We're not trying to cram these in the trunk of a car, so we nearly always have room to be able to fit our battery on a nice looking rack, put it in your inverter closet or other place where you're storing.
We're out of time. We're out of time. So, Brandon Williams, we're going to do 102, okay? I'll call you off air. We'll arrange it. Kyle Harris, hey, thanks so much for being with us, Kyle. And, class, this is just the beginning. We need a lot more education. Brandon Williams, IronEdison.com. I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.